Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Etiquette rules even the experts don't follow anymore. These are things that we all do, and maybe we don't need to be doing them anymore. We go to the experts. Lizzie Post is the co-president of the Emily Post Institute, and joins us on our DISC Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Lizzie, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so a lot of these things are things that mom or dad taught us when we were kids, and it's kind of hard to believe that some of them may be outdated. Let's start with a man must stand to greet a woman. I mean, aren't you supposed to do that?
Well, yes, but now we include women and those who choose to identify otherwise in that message as well. We say everyone should stand to greet someone.
So get off your rear end if you're meeting somebody. It's
everybody. If you're a human and you're able to stand up, that's the line now.
You know, this next one cracks me up because when I am doing interviews for KDK TV. And I have a man and a woman who I'm going to interview together, right? I individually interview them, and I always say, ladies first. And I interview the lady first. Isn't that something that should just naturally be ladies first, ladies served first in a restaurant, et cetera, et cetera?
Not necessarily anymore. A lot of this was based on all kinds of history and tradition. But also very much so on strictly, you know, heteronormative relationships. And those just aren't the only ones that we have in the world nowadays. And there are plenty of situations where you might choose differently. And when especially in business, we really try to put all kind of gender in a space of neutrality. We don't want people to be feeling like they are being preferenced either in one direction or the other because of the gender that they present.
Well, while we're on gender, I'd never heard of this one. Don't shake a woman's hand unless she offers her hand to you. Really?
Super old school.
Like, oh, okay.
Super old school. I mean, the kind of things that you only see in really old movies when you see, like, sometimes one woman would not offer her hand to shake the hand of another woman. And it was kind of a sign of, I'm more old school and traditional than you. I'm like,
oh, man.
And we just don't use etiquette that way anymore. We don't use it as a signal that we're better than somebody else. And it really is appropriate in today's culture for anyone to be offering or to be shaking the hand of anyone else. That's just where we're at today.
We're talking to Lizzie Post, the co-president of the Emily Post Institute. Okay, here's one. The man pays for the meal.
Yeah.
No, come on.
It depends on what kind of date you're on, right?
Or who asks who?
Right. I think that it's whoever asks and invites should be the one to offer to pay. And then the other person, if they're not yet comfortable with being taken out, can say, oh, I'd love to split this meal, but I'm really looking forward to tonight.
Okay.
And I think that that's a really great way to do it. But whoever does the inviting should do the paying or offer to.
And guys, if she offers to pay, don't be too quick to say, okay.
Yeah. Anybody, if she
yeah,
offers
really.
To pay, don't be too quick.
Now this one, a man must hold the door for a woman. You know, if I didn't, my mom would reach back from beyond and get me.
This one falls into the same category as the standing. It's really whoever reaches the door first, especially if you notice the other person is carrying quite a lot of things, definitely hold it for the people coming behind you. At the very least, walk through it and hold it open, even though you've passed through, for the person behind. This is one of those tricky things, too, though, where how far the other person is from the door comes into account as to whether you should stop and wait or whether that then forces them to run and catch up to
yeah,
the door
yeah.
and feel.
Been there, done that. Yep, I know exactly
delicate.
What you. All right, so the final one that I want to hit on here, no elbows on the table. Are you kidding me? It's
yes,
okay
sir.
Now?
This is one that was never, I don't know how this myth got started, but elbows on the table, actually, Emily Post never had a problem with this. The question is, are you looking engaged? Is it bringing you into the table and into the conversation, or are you slumped over, holding your head up with, you know, chin in your hand, barely able to participate? It really depends on how engaged you look.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've got your elbows resting on the table, you're finished with your meal, and you're using your hands to gesture, I think you're going to look like you're really engaged in that table.
Yeah,
perfectly fine.
If I screw up on that one, my dad will come back from beyond and get me on that. Lizzie Post, co-president
really?
Of the Emily Post Institute. Enlightening conversation. Thanks for your time this morning.
Oh, thank you all. Have a wonderful day.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.